Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're starting on Yud Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Tanan Hossam, Shoyi Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kol Domim Shenichlesu Leheichol Lechaper Psulim. What is this all about? So the Gemara does not quote the Pasuk. However, we do have the Pasuk quoted on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, so if you want, you can look at number one or Aleph of the Torah or HaSholeim on Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'chol chatos, you have a karm chatos. Ash yuva midoma el oil moyed lechaper ba'koidish, where they took some or all of the blood and brought it into the heichol. Lo yisiyachol ba'esh tisareif. We're talking about a normal karm chatos. And like all kabbanis, other than those kabbanis which are the special Chatois hapnimiois, you do all the zerika sadam always on the mizbeach hachitzai. So therefore, a regular normal chatos, that's what you should have, could have, and would have done. You'd have gone to the top of the mizbeach, and the kohen would go and pour, not pour, he would touch from the dam with his etzpa on each one of the four corners on the top of the mizbeach. For some reason, they decided to go and take the blood into the heichal. Why? Maybe they wanted to be frumer. Maybe he felt this will really make a tremendous sensation up in Shemayim and bring the dumb into the Hechel. But it was a dumb thing to do, because that's not what you're supposed to do. The only time you bring the blood in is if you're talking about any of those chatois hapnimiyos, such as on either Yom Kippur or throughout the year, in those very unusual, rare cases where you bring a par helam davish tzibur or a par koyne mashiach. Otherwise, blood doesn't go into the heichal. So what happens with the blood that goes into the heichal? Says the pasuk, lo yisiyachol be'esh tisareif. The whole carbon becomes possible as a result. If you take any of the blood from a chatas, bring it to heichal, that's the end of that carbon, no good. But it only talks about a chatas in the pasuk. And now we have a three-way machloikis in the Gemara, where this also applies to other karbanis.
Sometimes like a yotze, it goes just as soon as it walks in, it becomes puzzle.
In this case, right. This case. Normally you think of yotze outside the Azara, outside the base makers.
Right.
Here it's really a nichnas.
Right.
You're bringing it into a higher chamber, into the heichol, which is impermissible, and that passes the whole karban chatas. So Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Shehoye Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kol domim shenichlesu lehechol, meaning not only carbon chatas, but any carbon, whether it's a carbon oil or a carbon shlomim, a carbon, whatever carbon you can think of, you bring the dam into the hechol, the chaper for purposes of kapara, psulim, that carbon is possible. Where does Rabbi Kiva take that from? After all, the pasuk begins v'chol chatas. So Rashi says from the word v'chol, v'chol itself tells you that it's kolel other karbonos. Rashi tells us that this is not our Gemara Mitzvah. We'll talk about it on Daf Pei Beis. But that is the Makor of Rabbi Kiva. Look at the pasuk. It says chatas is chatas. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Afa Oshem Shenemar Kechatas Koshem Toira Achas Lehem. So this is consistent with Rabbi Lezer, what we had yesterday, where Rabbi Lezer says that when it comes to the Hilchos Shaloi Lishma, just like a chatas shloi lishma is possible, same thing applies to an ashem. Kachatas ka ashem teira achas lahem. Says Reb Lezer, that also applies to this case of the dam going inside the hech. Says Reb Bishlam Reb Lezer kine koma taima. Reb Lezer is very express and explicit. Shenemar kachatas ka ashem. Freitima el Rabbanan my taima. Why don't the Rabbanan also agree? After all, kachatas ka ashem, don't they agree that there is a hekish one to the other? And we'll see Mitchum at the end of the sugi here that the Rabban also agreed to the din of Kechatas Ka'ashem Toira Achas Lehem, that there is a Hekish. The Gemara's grad are going to go and say we learned that from that Hilchos Smicha, because in the Torah it only says Smicha by a carbon oil and a carbon Shlomim, and the Chachomim here of this Mishnah extend that Hilchos Smicha all to the din of Ashem, even though it doesn't say in the Torah. So for Eitimara, why don't the Rabbanan also agree, just like you're saying for Hilchos Smicha, maybe the same thing should apply to the halacha of dam going into the Hechel. Amarav, I'll tell you why. Because Oshem Nichnes Domu Lefnim Posel Imotzis Amritz. Rav is explaining, according to the Rabbanan, that you cannot say that when the dam goes into the Heichel, it becomes Pachl from a carbon Asham. Why not? Because of a Kavachayim Me'oila. What's my Kavachayim Me'oila? Ma'oila Shehu Kolil. We know that Oila has a Chumra, that the entire carbon is Kolil Asham. Nichus Dam Lefnim, but nevertheless, if the dam goes Lefnim, it's Kosher. Why? Because this Mandi Mahold, it says only the Pasek Chatos, it doesn't say anything else. Asham, She'enoi Kolil. Asham, which is not Kolos, in a sense, it's more Kal than an Oila. Like Koshin the Chavad and Avani, it's going to be kosher if it goes into the Heichel. And so therefore, says the Gemara, that's why the Rabbanan disagree. Even though they have this Pasek Kechatzis Ka'asham, they feel that this Kal V'Chomer overrides that Hekish. Zok the Gemara, Amal the Oyle Shekin Enim Achaperes, I have a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. What's my Pircha? You started off with that Oyle is more Chomer, Amadach, it's more Chomer, it's nevertheless kosher if it goes lefnim, is an Asham which is more kal, is the Chavan that's going to be kosher when it goes lefnim. Says Yomara, in one respect, Oyle is taka more chomer, Oyle is kolil, but in another respect, Oyle is more kal than an Asham, in that mal Oyle shekein ein mechaperes. It doesn't accomplish as much as an Asham does. Asham, after all, you have to bring an Asham when there are five different types of Aveirs, Asham Me'ilas, Asham Zed, Asham Shevcharufa, etc. Those come to be Mechaper on Aveira. Mashenken Oila is not Mechaper. It does have an advantage when you bring in Oila, for whatever reason, it also is Mechaper on Essen and Alava Nitiklase. But there's no requirement to go and bring that carbon Oila. And even that Kapora is considered to be kind of Mikufia, only a superficial type of Kapora. But anyway, the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's not the mission, the objective of an oil to be machaper. That's the reason why if you took the blood inside into the heichel, you did something very silly and nonsensical. Why are you bringing the blood in? So therefore, what do you say, the carbon remains kosher. So therefore, Masha Enke, in the case of an Asham, which comes to be machaper, so then, therefore, it's much closer to a chatas. And that's why I would say that the carbon should be hasil. So don't learn from your kal v'chaymer because I have a pirch. Everything more minchas choyte teichiach. Minchas choyte shows that the mala of oila, even though you said that don't learn from oila because Hashem is mechaper, oila is not mechaper, minchas choyte is mechaper. What's a minchas choyte? That's the lowest level of the three prongs or the three stages of the carbon oil of the yard. Thank you. What happens if a person brings that minchas choyte inside? What happens? The minchas choyte remains kosher. Why taka the minchas choyte remain kosher? Very simple. All the other kabbanis have dam. Here you can say minchas choyte, make sure don't bring the dam into the heichel. There is no dam by minchas choyte. So we see that Minchas Choyte, when it goes in, even though it is Mechaper, that's the whole purpose of Minchas Choyte, Mechaper, nevertheless, if you were to bring the whole Minchas Choyte, or at least the Kamitza, or whatever you want to bring into the Heichel, it's going to go and remain kosher. So learn from that, that Asham also remains kosher. Freit Dimara, more takes kind of a short commercial break, and says, V'lei Mechatzis Oiftechiach, why are you asking a Pircha from Minchas Choyte, which would seem to be somewhat inappropriate, there is no blood to talk of. Please put all of yourselves on mute. There's a little bit of background noise, but please put yourselves on mute. Would anybody mind if we either open the door, the window, or the air conditioning?
I prefer air conditioning, but...
Okay, well,
the door is closed.
It's great. Thank you. Shkoyach. Keeps us upright. So says the Gemara, why are we asking for Minchas Choyte? Or Minchas Choyte would seem to be inappropriate because there is no dam by Minchas Choyte. Why don't you ask for Mechatzis Oif? Olay Mechatzis Oif Techiach. Were you to go and bring the dam of Mechatzis Oif? Rashi immediately tells us the amount of dam from Mechatzis Oif is minimal, so you would bring in the entire Oif with its tzavar, with the dam in the tzavar, which is domet to the blood that you would have by behemoth. So why don't you say the same thing? chatzis oiftichiach, that if you bring that into the heichal, the animal remains, the korban remains kosher. Not the, it's not an animal here, we're talking about the oif remains kosher. So the same thing applies to our korban asha. In other words, that would be your pircha. Instead of asking a pircha for minchas chote, which seems to be somewhat inappropriate, because that doesn't involve dam, it's only mincha, only flour. So the same thing, like, rather go and ask your tuichiach from the chatzis oif, which is much more on point. There, there is actual blood, and the Gemara at this point assumes that even though you brought the chatzis oif into the heichal, it remains kosher. So therefore, says the Gemara, learn oshem from that, rather than learning from an oila. When you want to learn from an oila, the Gemara says, that's not a good raya, because it's not mechaper. So rather learn from chatzis oif, which is mechaper, and nevertheless goes into the heichal, then it remains kosher.
So that's why it remains kosher.
Oh, very good. Rabbi Shai, you must have nevuah or ruach hakodesh. Because the Gemara says, chatzis oif, bayid rab oven hi. That in fact is not a settled halacha. Mi'at Hashem, we get to the end of the Masechta on Daf Tzadik Beis. Rav Ovin goes and in fact posits that question, whether or not if you bring the chatzis oif inside the heichal, whether the carbon remains kosher or not. The Gemara assumed in the half a minute as a double portion that it remains kosher, and therefore learn Oshem from that. The reason why I didn't ask from chatzis oif, don't you remember? Because chatzis oif is only dealt with when we get to Daf Tzadik Beis, and that remains a shayla. Could be a chatzis oif, in fact, the carbon is possible. So that's why we rather took the minchas chote instead of talking about the chatzis oif. So you can ask me, how do I know by minchas chote it remains kosher? Because you didn't bring any blood in. The whole problem of the bringing in the blood is, if you bring in blood, minchas chote, there is no blood to bring in. So that's a double portion that it's going to remain kosher. But Frank Tiamara, you're trying to bring a raya from minchas chote, but if we can ask a pircha on minchas chote. Mala minchas chote shekein eina min zevach. You know the reason why when you bring the minchas chote inside, the korban remains totally kosher, because in fact, like we've been saying, there is no blood, there is no shechita. It's a bloodless situation. So that's why it remains kosher. But maybe an oshem would taka in fact be also. So tomorrow oyla teichiach. I bring a raya from oyla. Oyla is a min zevach. And nevertheless, when you bring it inside the heichal, it remains kosher. So you're going to say, yeah, don't bring me a raya from oyla, because oyla is not mechaper. Fine. So I'll bring you a raya from minchas chote, which is mechaper and remains kosher. Don't bring me a raya from minchas chote, because that's not a zevach. That's not a carbon that there is blood. So how can you bring a raya for that? No. So I'll bring you a raya from oyla. You can't bring a raya from oyla, because a raya, oyla is not mechaper. Minchas chote is mechaper. Here there's no blood. Because Radin, Rizakri, Zem. That's how the Shabbos mentioned Kachi Kudishim. Both of them are Kachi Kudishim. Every time you have an Oila and you have a Chatas, it's Kachi Kudishim. Vinichnas, and if the dam were to go inside, it's kosher. And Minchas Chayt, of course, there's no dam. It means if you bring in the whole Minchas Chayt, or at least the Kmitza inside, it remains kosher. Afani Ovi Asham, Shukodish Kadashim, Nichnam Lefnim, is kosher. See, Morris says, that's our Mokar so far, according to Rabbanon, why they do not add on Oshem like Rebbe Lezer does, only Chatzis Bilvad, because Oshem, I'm going to learn from this Mahatzad, that even though the Oila went in, and the Minchas Chayte went in, they both remain kosher, so therefore Oshem also remains kosher. Says Yomar, but I have a pirch on the Mahatzad, only Rebbe be banish the Rav Ashi, for Lifreich I can ask, Mahatzad Hashem B'Shem Shekein Ein Lehen Kitzva, Tumba Oshem B'Shem Shekein Kitzva. We had this already yesterday, and that is an Oshem has a Chumrah that no other carbon has. And what is that? That the Torah specifies that for carbon Oshem you have to pay at least 2 shkolim. You don't, there's no discounting over here. It has to be at least 2 shkolim or more. Mashenken, any other carbon, whether it's a chatzis, whether it's an oila, whether it's a shlam, anything else, just get the best deal that you can and bring your carbon. No, Oshem has to be a minimum of 2 shkolim. Oh, because it has that minimum, so it has a chumrah. So even though all those other kabbanis, like the oila and minchas chote, when they go lefnim, you're telling me that it remains kosher. But in osha, sheish lekitz, which is more chumr, maybe in fact it would become possible. Says Yimara, you're right. Forget about that kal v'chomer. Forget about the mahatzad. I have a new mokar. Why we say that in osha, that the blood goes in and remains a kosher current. L'hayne tamay d'rabban. The Yom HaKrat says in the Pasuk Domah. That's the Pasuk that we've been quoting all along. V'chol chatzah says she'yuva mi domah el oil moyed. It could have said v'chol chatzah says she'yuva min ha dam el oil moyed. Why did it say mi domah? Domah shel zuv le domah shel acher. It's got to be after the dam of the chatzah and not the dam of any other carbon, including an osham. Oh, seven series of kosher. Domah le domah shel acher. Very simple drasha. V'idach, what does Rebbe Lezer do with this? He has a good point. In the Torah, only the dam of chatzos. V'idach dama v'loy psara. No, what it's coming to tell you is that when you talk about a karmen chatzos, what hassles the karmen chatzos? Only if the dam goes in. If you take any of the basara chatzos, any other part, and you take it into the heichel, my friend, it remains totally kosher. So therefore, the Torah has to say dama v'loy psara. Don't confuse dam and basar. V'idach says the Rabbanan, say the Rabbanan, dam doma. I can go and darshan it twice. What do you mean I can darshan it twice? They could have said the Baruch Hashem Asher Yuva mi dam. So one, the fact that it's dam comes to tell you dam v'le basar. Number two, it says doma of this carbon and no other carbon. The Idach and Reb Lezer says dam doma le darsh. I don't have a messiah to learn dam doma. And the reason Rashi says is because once the Torah is going to use the term dam, and the Tumen Chatzos, it fits more into the Lashon to go and say, B'chol Chatzos, Shiyuva Mi Dama. You're right, it could have said, B'chol Chatzos, Shiyuva Min Hadam. You're right. However, that's the derech, the Orch Dekra, to go and use that type of Lashon, Dama. So therefore, you only can go and learn one drasha, Dama V'loi Psara, but not Dama to go and exclude a Korban Asha. Good.
And just so the Ola, we know for sure that it doesn't become puzzle with its dam going inside, because what's the source that the Ola dam doesn't become? We know, we take it as a given that the Ola,
unless you have a drasha otherwise, the pasuk says b'chol chatzos hashem yidam.
Uh-huh.
Only a chatzos. If I bring in a sefer Torah, if I bring in a gemara zvachin, if I bring in a table, a chair, anything else, it's halacha doesn't apply. Only a chatzos. The Rebbe Akiva said, the chol, that comes to tell you all kabbalah.
So if you don't have the chol, then...
Both the chum and Rebbe Lezer don't learn that way. Why? We have to wait until daf tzadik beis, mitchem, or daf pei beis, we're going to learn at that time what's the basis of the Rebbe Akiva. This is a mishnah later on. Okay.
But also, so we don't have a pasuk, including it, or drashas, so therefore we assume it's only the chatas.
Exactly right. Okay. So on the pasuk, on the surface, yes, chatas. The chol couldn't Rebbe Akiva marry the other
chatas. Right,
so Rebbe Lezer says, Rebbe Lezer Chum do not agree with that.
Right.
So Rebbe Lezer said, but I do add kachatzis koshim, ter achas, I might add the oshim. So why does the Chum also agree to this kachatzis koshim? And as we'll see in the Gemara later on, they do learn a hekish oshim lachatzis for other halachas, such as hilchos smicha. So now the Gemara is saying, so why does Rabban also extend that here too? And say kachatzis koshim? So the Gemara, because I have a kal v'chaymer. Then the Gemara said, and the kal v'chaymer is shvach.
Right.
Why is it shvach? Because oshim is different than all the others. Yesh la kitzv, and that's why it's more chomer than the others, and that's the reason why it should be a pasul the car. So you have to therefore say it's based on exeris akosah doma, but like dam shall kabbana sachet. Yeah, you have a question.
And both in this halacha of being dam with inside the echal,
yeah,
and also in the halacha of yotzei,
yeah,
is it all the blood that has to go in?
No,
or
any
out?
Blood, any
and any
blood. Maybe so, maybe revius, but
some,
have to
it isn't the whole thing. Okay. I think the chol dama is it sounding like all the blood goes in, as opposed to part of the blood goes in, or at least the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but no one's discussing that. So.
Right. Anyway, at this point, we are now concluded with this discussion about the dam going into the hech. And now, says the Gemara, we're going back to our original Mishnah back on Daf Beis. As you recall, back on Daf Beis, we learn kol es bachim shenizbuchu shalom lishman kshedim. The Reb Lezer says same thing. For Asher, look to our Bishlam and the Rabbanan, the Amri, Asher Shishochti Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher. According to Rabbanan of our Mishnah back in that days, that an Asher that Shishochti Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher, meaning the Mishnah doesn't identify them as the Rabbanan, but they are the adversary of Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer said, don't just say Pesach and Chatas, throw an Asher. But the Rabbanan didn't throw an Asher. So obviously they hold that Asher Sheshach to Shalei Lishmoy is kosher. Based on that background, then I understand how the Iskish Mincha Lechatas Mincha Li Asher. Then I understand what was a Pasuk that was always bothering me, say the Rabbanan. What Pasuk was bothering me? So if you look at Oiz Beis, or number two of the Torah Arashalim, we're now talking about a Korban Mincha. Korban Mincha Loisi Ofa Chomet. All Korbanis Mincha have to be Matzos, not Chomet. When do we ever find Chomets in the Beis Hamikdash?
Shavuos.
By Shavuos, by the Shtei Avachim. Where else?
By the Toda.
One of the four,
species, half of the grain, half of the flour.
Correct, correct. By the normal, regular Korban Mincha, Loisi Ofa, gotta be Matzos. Chelkom nesati oisa b'yishoy, and you kehanim get a chelik if you eat the shiori amincha. Koydish kedoshim hu, kachatus v'cha ashim. Hu is a heat, it looks like hu. So he's saying that the korban mincha is koydish kedoshim, like kachatus v'cha ashim. What's bothering the Gemara is, you could have put a period after the word koydish kedoshim hu. Once you know something is koydish kedoshim, then you know it has special halachas, such as it can only be nechal by the kehanim. And number two, it's got to be eaten the Azor. Can't take it out of the Azor into Yerushalayim. So you know that it has a special, higher, elevated din of Kedusha. Why did the Pasuk have to say, oh, by the way, just like a Chatzah and an Osher, for that matter, could have thrown in Oila, was Epiz Kachatzah to Chosh. So obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us another halach. So the Gemara tells us, according to Rabbanan, I understand why the Mincha, which is the subject of this Pasuk, is compared to Kachatus of Hashem, to tell you that it depends on the mincha. Some menachas will be like a chatos, and some menachas will be like an asham. What do you mean? The same. Reb Shimon Oinah. Kodesh Kadoshim Kachatus of Hashem. Minchas Choyte Hari Hi Kachatus. Minchas Choyte has the same din like a chatos. After all, they're both. Even Minchas Choyte is oil of the earth is a chatos. Okay, so Vos is Laficha. Kamtze Shaloi Lishma. Psula. If you did a kmitza shaloi lishma, meaning whilst you're doing the mincha, you were thinking of another carbon, and the etchim would begin sechtes menachos. We're going to talk about if he had a mind from a machves to a marcheshes, marcheshes to machves. We had Reb Shimon the other day that said, here the mass of mikarim, you can tell. Good, but anyway, the point is that the halachas of shaloi lishma apply to a minchas choyte to hasel. It's just like a chatas. Just like a chatzas, if you do it shaloi lishma, it's not kosher and olam shum choyta. It's zero. It's totally possible. Therefore, if you made a kmita shaloi lishma, it's taka totally possible. Rashi points out, as we'll see Mitzvah Masechtas Menachos, that the four avoidos by a korban mincha are parallel to the four avoidos that you have by irregular korbanos of zvachim. Meaning, when you have your normal zevach, your normal korban, the first avoid, of course, is shechita. Here the avoid is kmitza. Then your second avoid is the kabbalah sadam. Here you're mekabel the kmitza and you put it into a kli shars. And then both of them you're moilich it to the mizbeach. And there by the zrika you do the zrika sadam on the top of the mizbeach. And in the case of the kmitza you put it on top of the mizbeach. So the four are parallel to one another. So just like by the korban mechatas, were you to go and shecht it shalei lishma? Possible. That was our mission, that faith. Same thing, the kmitza of minchas choyte shalei lishma, also possible. On the other hand, minchas nedava, nothing to do with any chayt. The person is bringing nefesh achas, decides to go and bring a minchas nedava. What's it in? Hariki asham. Leficha kimta shalei lishma is ksheira. In other words, it's like a regular asham. For that matter, it's like an oilin, it's like a shlomim and other karbanas, where the kmitza shalei lishma is ksheira. So that's why the Torah has to say that the mincha is both like chatas and like ashen, depending on your mincha. If it's a chatas dika mincha, minchas chote, you have the din of a chatas. If it's in any other mincha, minchas chote, it's a din like an ashen, where it is kosher. So then the pasuk makes a lot of sense why Kodesh Baruch Hu threw in that it's kodesh kodashim kachatas kachashim to tell you this halacha legabe kmitza shaloi lishma. Elder Blezer, where Reb Lezer equates Chatzis and Asham, and he says by both of them, Shechita Shalei Lishma is possible. But my hilchas iskish mincha lechatas and mincha li oshem, it would have been enough to go and just say that the mincha is like a chatas. Now you automatically know that the same thing would apply to chatas yoshem to atas lehem, because there is no distinction between a chatas and oshem shaloy lishmoy. So according to Rabbanan, this drasha of Reb Shimon is gevaldik. But according to Reb Lezer, what do I need the double kachatzas v'cha oshem? Everything was up to Reb Lezer l'chi either to Reb Shimon. It's come to tell you another drasha of the same Reb Shimon, the same words, but not. Mitchum could have this Mishnah later on in Masechtas Menachos, which they don't in the Mishnah. Shaloi b'kli shareis psula. We said before that the second avoidah that you have to do by the Menachos is that you take the kmitza, you put the kmitza into a kli shareis. What happens if you didn't put into a kli shareis, but rather the kohen kept the kmitza in his fingers, in his palm, and he walked over nicely from the mokum kmitza, he did his halacha. He walked to the top of the mizbeach, and then he dropped the mincha on top of the ma'arocha. Says the Mishnah, it's possible. You have to have that nesina in the kli shareis to be makadish the mincha. Now it has the full-fledged din and status of a mincha, but don't leave it in your fingers. As is it the Tanakh. Reb Shimon Machshe, Reb Shimon says no, it's kosher after all. And in fact, as we'll see in a moment, Reb Shimon says you have a choice. You can do it b'yad, you can do it b'kli. And obviously, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of what we said before that by mincha you have to have the four avoidas connected the other four avoidas, because he says it doesn't have to be a hakdosha in a kli shareis. So you can just take the kmitza and be moilachit, and then there's nothing connected the kabbalah of a regular cart. Then what's the basis of the Reb Shimon? V'yom Reb Yehuda b'rei d'Reb Chiya. Remember this name, we're going to have another three lines. What's the Reb Yehuda b'rei d'Reb Chiya? My time of Reb Shimon, what's the mark of Reb Shimon? Omakra, the same pasuk that we had a moment ago. What's the din by kar mincha? Kodesh kadoshim hi, kachatzas v'cha osha. Darshan the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon. Boli oiv de biyad, oiv de biyamin, kachatzas. If you want to go and bring this carbon mincha as a kosher carbon, you have to make sure if you're doing the kmitza and you're leaving the kmitza in your hand and you're not putting it into a kli shareis. Remember, Reb Shimon says it's kosher even without a kli shareis. Make sure you do everything biyamin like the carbon chatzas. What does it mean like the carbon chatzas? We learned already yesterday, and of course it says in the pasuk by carbon chatzas. Chatzas is different than all other kabbanas, where you go and take the blood and you throw it against the mizbeach, either shtayim shein arba or matana achas. Here you have to go and go all the way to the top of the mizbeach. It's not even enough to buy oilus off. It's enough to do lemala michutz hasikra. And there too you can be standing down below and just push and throw the blood. Well, you really can't do it, throwing the blood. I'm sorry, I apologize. And therefore what you have to do, you have to go onto the soviv around, or the karka of the mizbeach, and you stand on there, and then you give a kvetch of the tzavar against the mizbeach, the kira mizbeach, and where you throw the dam abisala from the tzavar. Depends whether it's a chatas oif or an oilas oif. Good. But you don't have to go all the way to the top. By a chatas, behind me, you have to go all the way to the top, and the kohen has to take from the blood with his finger, and the finger has to be the right finger, and he goes and smears it on each one of the four koronites, and then he also has to go the chuda, he has to go and take the blood and have it go down the edge. Very good. Okay, we don't need to go in Hilchas Chatzos now, but the important thing is, since we're saying that the halacha of the mincha is similar to the halacha of the chatzos, just like by the chatzos, it has to be applied by the kohen with his etzva, and the etzva has to be the etzva hayimonis. And how do we know etzva hayimonis? You more learned it from the Tanuch Oizan Yemanis, and also from the Boyin Yada Yemanis, and the Boyin Ragla Yemanis. Everything has to be done with the Yemanis, with the Yemin. Aha, so here too, if you're bringing a Korban Mincha, you have a choice. You want to do it Biyad? No problem. But it has to be Biyamin, just like a Chatos, like we just said. Mashenkin, if you want to put into a Kli, also good, for sure. Then, Oivda, even Bismar, not Dafki Bismar, but even Bismar, there is no requirement that it has to Dafki Biyamin. It can even be the smoyloi, take the mincha, put it into the kli shareis, and now carry that kli shareis with the left hand, go to the top of the mizbeach, pour it out from the kli onto the maracha with your left hand.
You can be makter with the left hand, and it's...
That's what Reb Shimon holds. If you want to know more about this, Reb Shimon is going to have on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Gemara is going to discuss this in greater depth.
But then the parallel should be, you should be able to take the dam not in a kli shoris. If you're saying that he doesn't need, according to Shimon, he doesn't need a kli.
And that's the first part. You don't want to use a kli. 100% kosher.
What about going the opposite direction? If you say that you don't need a kli, what about then the chatas? Maybe you don't need a kli. You just take the behema and put it close.
Not the chatas behema. We're talking about mincha. You have to have kabbalah with the dam. You can't spritz the blood from the tzavra of the animal onto the mizbeach.
Yeah,
okay. It's not a zrika. It's not a zrika, Shai.
It's not a
zrika. You can only do this when it's only possible.
You're comparing it to a chatas. You can't do
kabbalah. You have to have kabbalah of the dam. You don't have to. Hashem is saying you don't have to kabbalah of the kmitza because you can hold it in your hand.
You okay with that?
Not exactly, but it's still you should go in both directions. So you should be able to hold it in your hand.
Afshar mishi afshar.
No, you can have the dom in your hand.
It spritzes.
If you go back to the Zayin Amid Beis on the very bottom of the Amid, Zayin Amid Beis, Gemara asks Chatzas Minolan. How do I know the Beikar Chatzas Shloi Lishmoi is possible? So the Gemara says the Kabbish Shchita B'Shochet Oisach Mechatzas. Say Shchita Shem Chatzas. Okay, Ashken Shchita. Shchita I took care. Kabbalah Minolan. How do I know the Kabbalah Sadam has to be Lishmoi and Shloi Lishmoi Pasul? Yachsid V'Lokacha Koyin Midam Mechatzas. So what is that? Says Rashi, the tablet according to Infiloshin Kabbalah. You have to go me makabel the dam. How you makabel the dam? Or the psukim say that you put it into a mizrak. That is the special kli that you use for Kabbalah Sadam. So by achatas, clearly you have to have Kabbalah Sadam in a kli. Now you're asking, what's the pshat here in the mincha that we're saying it's kachatas? It's not coming to tell us that you have to have the kli, because for that it would have been enough to say usher. Because Asher also requires a kli. So the fact that it has both a chatzah and an Asher means that there are other halachas other than just kli. So what is that halacha? By a chatzah, you can do it just like by a chatzah, you can do it. The yad, the whole spritzing of the blood at the top, not really spritzing, the dabbing of the four kronos, you do it by yad, you do it with your hands, you do it with your fingers. Here too, you can go and do the kmitza with your fingers and keep it in the hand. You don't even have to go and put it into a kli. Mashayin, can you want to do a kli? Oh. Then you tackle like an Oshim and make sure you can even do it b'smoil. It doesn't have to be b'yimim. So that's the drasha that Rabbi Lezer is going to learn from this pasuk. The Rabbanan can learn that the mincha is like chatas for Oshim to go and tell you that just like a minchas choit is like a chatas shloi l'shmo is possible. Minchas dov is like an Oshim that kmit shloi l'shmo is kasha. That's good. But according to Blazer, that they're both the same, the Gabi Hilchas Shaloi Lishma. So, why do I have to have the Kachatzah of Hashem? Says Imar, Kachatzah to say you want to do Biyad, be a minute, like Kachatzah. You want to do in the, like an Hashem, you can do a Bikli, and even Bismar.
So, you just do Bismar, you take it out, you put it in your hand, and you just put it right onto this Biyad.
You talk about the Kli?
I'm talking about with the Kli.
Okay, by covering Mincha.
You
put the kmitza inside the kli.
Right.
You're moilichit from the mokim kmitza samincha to the roish hamizbeach. You don't put it in your hand. You go and just pour it from the kli onto the mokim.
You're taking the kli in your left hand. Then.
You can take it, of course, in your right hand. But if you want, you can put it in your left hand as well.
Okay.
Why does this Rosh Shimon hold that even a left-handed kli is fine? Nitchim dafkov dalit on the days. He will explain it in greater detail. Okay, so both now. The Rabbanan and Reb Shimon have a teretz why it says kachatas v'cha'ash. But for Eiti Yomara, that the Rabbanan learn one way and Reb Lez learns the other way, that's fine. But how can Reb Shimon learn both ways? Reb Shimon haikra mapik le'lehochi or mapik le'lehochi. How can you learn both drashes from the same kachatas v'cha'ash? And for the Yomara, ikakra le'kav Yehuda b'reid Reb Chiya u'diyosa. That's the one that I noted, remember, three lines earlier, Yehuda ben Rechiya, who said that the Tama Reb Shimon is, so that's the real drasha. That being the case, what about the first drasha that we said, that Minchas Choytze has the same din as Chatzas, that Kim to Shloi Lishma is possible? Minchas Choytze, the Psula Shloi Lishma, Tam Achrenahu, it's not because of the drasha Kachatzas Ka'asham, but rather because of a different limud. What's the different limit? Chatzas time of Mai. Why by Chatzas do we say it's possible if you did one of the avodah shleishma, tichziv ba he. Actually, it doesn't say bechatasi. It says who, because we're talking about a korban soir, and that soir is the soir of the nasi. And the pasuk that the Gemara has quoted already before, and we're quoting again now, it's on number one or number two of Yud Amid Beis, where it says the middle pasuk over there, v'shachet esakeves b'mkoy mashishchet. So chatas is oiler. That's not the one I'm looking for. Kachatas koshim terlachas. I'm not looking for that one either. That one, the one that is a soir. Oh, well, please tell us a chatas. Okay, mishitoche oiler chatas. He brings a whole bunch of other psukim that normally are not the psukim that we're quoting. I guess he wants to cover the waterfront. But the anyway, the pasuk that is generally quoted throughout the Gemara, the Gav Dechatis, is Chatas Hu, and not Chatas He, and it's talking about the Soir, which is brought by the Koyin, by the Sir Nossi, sorry, by the Nossi, which is the Melech, as we had back in Sephthis Hoyt. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Salamayis, it says, Hu, what do I learn from that? Hu, Bahavyosa Yehei. Yosa Yehei means, don't make any changes of Shaloi Lishma. It's got to be Davka Lishma. Oh, so that's the reason why Chatas Shaloi Lishma is possible. So Minchas Choyte Namiksiv Ba He. Where does it say by Minchas Choyte He? So there it says, doesn't bring the psukim. The right psukim, it brings the wrong psukim, doesn't bring the wrong. Anyway, there it also says the word He. So just like over here, it's Avyasa Yehei, here also has to be Avyasa Yehei. And that's the makar for Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon really doesn't learn it from Kachatas Ka'asham. That was just brought in because since I see Reb Shimon Darshan Kachatas Ka'asham, the Gabi the Kli and the Yad, remember we're talking about the Gabi Kar Mincha, she says the same thing applies to Gabi Mincha Tzvaiti. He doesn't really learn it from the Kachatas Ka'asham, but rather it's because it says Mincha Tzvaiti, it's got to be He. Just Avyasa Yehei, make no changes. Okay, good. With this, we have concluded this shtickle. Now we go back to the Rabbanan, which we mentioned already earlier. The Rabbanan, my hilchos, iskish, oshem, lechatas. Everybody agrees, it said in the pasuk, kachatas, ka'oshem, toira, achas, lehem. That's, of course, the mokor of Reb Lezer to go and tell you that shaloi lishma is possible. What did the Rabbanan learn from that kachatas, ka'oshem? After all, they hold by oshem it kosher, elish le ol lebalanim shukhaiva. Loi malach machatis tounef smicha af oshem toin smicha. By oshem doesn't say in the Torah that you have to go and put your hands on top of the carbon. By chatis, not by chatis. By oshem it doesn't say. Where does it say? It says by a shalom. My hilchas iskish oshem chatis lemachom machatis tounef smicha. Just like a chatis requires smicha, oshem also requires smicha. So bottom line is, Dr. Yomara, that's what they use kachatas for Hashem to tell you hilchos smicha. And with this, we are concluded that piece. Now we start a new shtickle. This Yosef ben Choyni, if you thought what we were learning until now was complicated and difficult, that was a breeze. From here until, roughly 10, 12 lines into Yomit Beis, medaf halten kop. Medaf halten kop means you have to focus on the details. Okay, so who is Yosef ben Choyni? Really, the Mishnah on Daf Beis didn't have Yosef ben Choyni, had Yosi ben Choyni, but it's apparently just like today that many people whose names is Yosef, we call him Yossi. So apparently in the times of Chazal, you had the same thing. Yosef was known also as Yosi or Yossi ben Choyni. So what does he say? He says that we have a reciprocal halacha, meaning, just like we said that by the Chatas and the Korban Pesach, if you shech a Chatas or Pesach Shaloi Vishma, it's totally possible. Says Yosef ben Choyni, Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas, it's also possible. So if I go and shecht an oila, or I shecht an osham, or I shecht a shlomin, and b'shas ma'isa, I'm thinking of korban Pesach or korban Chatas, that korban is possible. Just like if at the time of Pesach I had in mind for an oila shlomin, whatever, it passes it. If I have a reciprocal, the mirror image also applies. That other kabbalists, if you haven't said it's in for Pesach or for Chatas, it's possible. However, one has to remember one a very important nekuda, and that is, dafka, if it's nishkat l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, the Zman of Pesach. If it's any time throughout the year, it doesn't passel it, because what's a Pesach throughout the whole year? It's a Shlamim. It's as if, even though you're saying Pesach, 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 it's as if you're saying Shlamim, Shlamim, Shlamim. If it doesn't passel the carb, it makes it kosher, Elisha, Olabam, Hashem, Chayyim, but it doesn't passel. And that's what Rashi said back in those days, Hanishchot, Lashem, Pesach, Kol, Shar, Zvochim, any other carb, an oil, a Shlamim, whatever it is. Shenizbachu, B'yud Dalet, B'nisan, meaning in the afternoon, Bein HaBoyim, Lashem, Pesach. Oy, shenis b'chul d'shem chatzis b'chol zman throughout the year, any day of the year, except of course chatzis, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But any other day of the year, you can bring a carbon chatzis. If you have in mind when you bring your oila and your shlom, you have in mind the shem chatzis, it's possible. Just like if you take a chatzis and or a pesach, and you have in mind for other kabbonis, it's possible. If you go and check any other carbon, the shem pesach, shem chatzis, it will be possible. That's what Yosi ben Choini is machadish in Argumar. So now, Reb Lezer appears in our Mishnah talking about Asha. We're now going to focus on Reb Lezer once again, but nothing to do with Reb Lezer, our Mishnah with Asha. It's different, it's a totally different Mandiyama. Just think of Reb Lezer as a brand new Mandiyama, which we're going to have now in the Brisa. And we're going to see that Reb Lezer certainly agrees the Gabi Acherim Lishum Pesach Hassels. The question is, Achidam Lishum Chatos. Does he agree that that also passes? Our Mishnah says both. Achidam Lishem Pesach, Achidam Lishem Chatos passes. We have from this Braisa, which we'll learn momentarily, the Braisa only talks about Pesach, doesn't talk about Chatos. The first time we're going to mention the word Chatos is going to be on the Amid Beis. Ijot Digmar, Omer Yoichanan, Yosef Ben Choyni of our Mishnah. Reb Lezer of the Braisa, which we're going to bring in another moment, Omer Dover Echad, they hold exactly the same. Just like our Mishnah, Yosef Ben Choyni holds that both Acherim Lishem Pesach and Acherim Lishem Chatzos Hasel, Reb Lezer holds the same thing, both of them are possible. Rabbi Omar, I respectfully disagree with Reb Yoichanan, Bachin Lishem Chatzos, please, that we see in the Sanya, as we'll see in the Braisa. I'm sorry. Noch, Rabbi Omar, when it comes to Hilchos Achim Lishem Pesach, Rebbe Lezer agrees with Yosef Ben Choyni, as we'll see in a moment, it's possible. However, when it comes to Achim Lishem Chatzos, then Rebbe Lezer argues with Yosef Ben Choyni. Yosef Ben Choyni says that Achim Lishem Chatzos is possible, like it says in our Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer said, no, Achim Lishem Chatzos is kosher. Where do we find this machlokes? First of all, where do we find Rebbe Lezer? And where do we find the machloek between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba? Says Zimor Desani. We have the Brisa. Which thing the Brisa? Ha Pesach she'ovra shenosei. Pesach she'ovra shenosei means that you can only bring a current Pesach until its first birthday. Once it celebrates the first birthday, whether or not you had balloons at the first birthday really makes no difference with the happy birthday cake. But the Maisa, once it's over shenosei, it's no longer kosher for a carbon Pesach. And what did you do? Ushchotai. And you shechted it, bizmanoi. Bizmanoi means erev Pesach, in the afternoon, lishmoi, l'shem karben Pesach. So what you're really doing at this time is, don't think of this karben Pesach as a karben Pesach, because it's disqualified. So what status does this Pesach have?
It's a shlomim.
It's a shlom. So it's like taking a shlomim on erev Pesach and having in mind for a karben Pesach. And in fact, this, if you had any doubts as to what the Braisa meant, now the Braisa kind of repeats it. In other words, not talking about a Moisir Pesach over Shenosei. Any other Achir, whether it's an Oyla, whether it's a Shlomim, whether it's a Karban Asham, whether it's a Karban Maasa Behema, Karban Bechor, any other Karban that you're shechting on Erev Pesach Bizmanoi, and you're shechting Lashem Pesach Bizmanoi, as we just said, Reb Lezer Poisel, Reb Yeshua Mashe. Why does Reb Lezer Pasel? Because Reb Lezer holds just like Yosef ben Choyni. According to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, there's no problem of Acherim l'shem Pesach. The problem is Pesach l'shem Acherim, Chatos l'shem Acherim. Then it's possible. Here we're talking about Acherim l'shem Pesach. Bizmano. Says Reb Lezer, it's possible because I, Reb Lezer, hold like Yosef ben Choyni. What did Yosef ben Choyni say in our Mishnah? Acherim l'shem Pesach. Bizmano. Possible. What does Reb Lezer hold the Gabi Acherim Lishem Chatzos? I don't know. The Braisa doesn't address that. We're going to see shortly where Rabbi Yochanan is going to be medayik in one direction, that Rabbi Lezer agrees that the same thing applies to Chedem Lashum Chatos, and Rabbi is going to go and say, Faket, I have another diak that tells me the other way around. But we're not dealing with that yet. So far, we're only dealing with the Chedem Lashum Pesach. Rabbi Shua is Machshir Pshmira. Rabbi Shua is like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and he disagrees with this whole concept. Remember, this is Yosi ben Choini's Hamtzor. It's his Chidush. And we're saying Rabbi Lezer joins the bandwagon, he agrees with Yosi ben Choini. But Rabbi Shua, the Tanakam of Mishnah, doesn't hold that way. It's only Chatas or Pesach Lishem Achayim Pasach, but not Achayim Lishem Pesach. Okay. So Omer Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua is going to try to prove his point. Im b'shar yimoy sashon she'ena kosher lishmoy, any other day of the year. When we say any other day of the year, Rashi always points out, and remember we had a toisis earlier, we don't really mean now on Tzoyim Gedalia. What we really mean is the morning of Yudalit. That's what the Rice is referring to as shar yimoy sashon. I think Mor is going to say in a moment, the same thing would apply if it was on Yud Gimel Nisan or Yud Beis Nisan. You're bringing the Korban Pesach, sure, not Bismanoi, you're doing it Shaloi Bismanoi. M'shari Yemois Hashan. She'ina kosher lishmoi. It's not kosher lishmoi, if you have in mind. Rabbi, I'm a Zerizim Akdimon guy. I don't want to be among the Kasu Atzlonim on Erev Pesach. That's why I'm bringing it already in the morning, or I'm bringing the day before. Guess what? She'ina kosher lishmoi. If you want to be Yoitzi Korban Pesach, you can't be Yoitzi Korban Pesach on any time, any day, other than during the 12:30 to 5 or 6 o'clock slot on Erev Pesach. So b'shar yimoy sashon, she'ein a kosher lishmoy. If you're going to go and bring a korban Pesach, it's not going to be kosher lishmoy. But acherim k'sherim lishmoy. Other korbanos, however, if you bring them the same korban Pesach, they will be kosher. What do you mean? Acherim will be kosher.
It'll be good.
But isn't this totally in the machlekes of Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua? Didn't Rabbi Blazer say a moment ago, if you go and shech acherim the same Pesach, then it's possible. But remember, the case of the brisa which we're just quoting repeats the word bismanoi twice. A Pesach avish nazar shalchay bismanoi lishmoi. V'chein ashoichad acherim the same Pesach bismanoi. Oh, bismanoi on the afternoon. That's when Reb Lezer would hold that if you go and shech acherim the same korban Pesach, it's possible. But here we're talking about Shari Moshe Shana, we're not talking about Bismane. We're talking about Lamarshal on Yud Gimel, or the morning of Yud Dalet, etc. Shari Moshe Shana, Shani Kosher Lishmoy, the Korban Pesach is not Kosher Lishmoy, it has a status like a Korban Shlomim. Achedim, Kshedim Lishmoy, if you were to bring another Korban Lishayim and have in mind a Korban Pesach, it would also be kosher. Why would it be kosher? Because even Reb Lezer and Yosef ben Choyni, they're only saying that it's possible if it's bismanoi. Because remember, it's a derivative, it's a reciprocal. Just like the Pesach bismanoi. If you go and change it from Pesach to another carbon, it passes it. Acherim, the same Pesach is only possible bismanoi. During the 4 or 5 hours on Erev Pesach, right? I'm saying 4 or 5 hours, the machloket is exactly when it starts, when it ends. Just make it Bein Raboy and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Any other time, in other words, day Yud Gimel Nisan or Yud Dalet in the morning, which is Ein Kosher Lishmoy. Ein Kosher Lishmoy, it's not good for Korban Pesach, it's good for Shlomo. If you were to go and check other Korbanis, Lishayim Korban Pesach, they'll also be kosher. Bizmanai, if you bring a Korban Pesach in the proper Zman, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but it's Kosher Lishmoy. Then certainly you should go and say that if other achedim are brought the same korban Pesach, they should certainly be good. And that's the limit of Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why he says bezmanoi achedim the same Pesach is kosher. Only Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Yeshua, based on your sophisticated learning mitazak al b'chaymer, shari moishashana ain't a kosher, achedim are kosher. There's certainly bezmanoi. I can go and take your logic and reverse it, and I'm going to come out with a result which is not correct lahalacha. And that is, let's start again. Any other day of the year, if you're going to go and bring a Korban Pesach, it's not going to be kosher lishmoy if you have in mind l'shem Korban Pesach, because you can't bring a Korban Pesach throughout the year. But it is kosher for others, meaning that if you have in mind on the behemah that you had set aside for Karban Pesach, if you had in mind for a shlamim or something else, that's going to be kosher. Because that it said in our Mishnah that the Pesach, when you have in mind for another Karban, it's totally possible. It's only talking about bismanoi on Erev Pesach. But throughout the year, if you have in mind, from you started off with the Karban Pesach that you were makdish for Pesach, and then what happened was on the morning of Yedalit or in Yud Gimel or after Pesach, you didn't use this Karban Pesach, and now you decided that you want to have in mind for Achirim for another Karban. If it's Shaloi Bizmana, it's going to be kosher. Uma im Bishari Maisa Shana Sheina Kosher Lishmoy. Any other day of the year, you're going to bring a Karban Pesach, it's not going to be Kosher Lishmoy, because it's not proper to go and bring a Karban Pesach, and therefore it's going to be a Shlomo. But Kosher Hu Lishem Achirim, if you're going to go and bring that very same Karban Pesach, and you have in mind the Shem Achirim, then it will be kosher, similar to a Shlomim having in mind for another Karban, it will be kosher. Bizmana meaning on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Shu Kosher Lishmoy, then of course that's perfect timing. Then if that's the case, madach, it's good lishmoy. It should certainly be good lishem acherim. You see the kal v'chomer? Madach b'shar yom moish shana. Any other day, let's say you give it. Shein akosher lishmoy. Can you go and bring the carbon paste of lishmoy? No. But if you had in mind on that day lishem acherim, that carbon would be kosher. So this man, but we kosher. You had in mind the lishem acherim. You had in mind a machshav shloim lishmoy. It's a kosher carbon. If you have a mind for Zichalei, for itself, not kosher. You have a mind for another carbon, it's kosher. Is Bizmane on the day of Erev Yom Tov itself, where it's kosher Lishmoy, it's kosher if he had a mind for itself, and then certainly it should be kosher Lishem Achayim if he has a mind for other carbonates. So the logic works. However, says Yomar, but based on that, you're now going to tell me that on Erev Pesach, the Yuchshar Pesach Barba Oser Shaloi Lishmoy. If you're telling me that Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach is going to be kosher lishmoy, then a chavad is going to be good if you have in mind by that Karban Pesach for other karbanis. Bizmana that it's going to be kosher, but that's not true. Our Mishnah says b'feirish that if you have in mind Pesach bizmana, you have in mind for other karbanis, it's a possible karban. It's not olu lishmal lishim chayv. It's zero gunish. It's possible totally. Nevertheless, based on your kal v'chomer, that's the way it should work. The kachat oimer, is that what you're really saying? That an Erev Pesach, when you bring a Karban Pesach, l'shem achirim, it's going to be kosher? Avad anisht. And so therefore, your kal v'chomer falls away, says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua.
What was wrong? Just pause for 1 second. The kal v'chomer is wrong. Right. Why do we think the kal v'chomer is right?
Because Rabbi Yeshua posited it. Sure said, him,
the logic is right, but the outcome is just a false outcome.
It doesn't have the quality of Pesach, a kosher, eligible Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, doesn't have the power to be anything but a Pesach.
100%.
Why is Rabbi Yeshua saying, well, if it makes itself kosher, it's kosher for something else? Answer, absolutely not.
Exactly. So Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that. Rabbi Lezer says, based on your logic, that would be the logical outcome. Go back to Rabbi Yeshua again. In Bishar Yemois Hashan, let's say Yud Gimel, She'en a Kosher Lishmoy. If you bring the Karban Pesach, then nobody. Achen K'sherim Lishmoy. However, if you bring a Karban Shlomim and you have in mind for the Karban Pesach, that Achen is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Right. Good. So Bizmanay on Erev Pesach, Shu Kosher Lishmoy. There, this Karban Pesach is Kosher Lishmoy because you bring it to Yedalit in the afternoon. And you didn't. So then certainly I should go and say, that have achirim that had in mind the shame this Karban Pesach should certainly be kosher. Madach at another time, like on Yud Gimel, the Pesach the shame Pesach is possible. Achirim the shame Pesach is kosher. So now on Erev Pesach, when Pesach the shame Pesach is kosher, then certainly achirim the shame Pesach should be kosher. That doesn't argue with our Mishnah, because the Tanakhama of Mishnah is only saying if you have in mind by Pesach the shame achirim, not achirim the shame Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is bringing a raya, not like Yosef ben Chayi, not like Rabbi Lezer, and I'm showing you that Achim Mishan Pesach is kosher bizman. Says Rabbi Lezer, based on this line of thinking, let's go and do the kal v'chomer in reverse. And that is, Uma im Bishar Yemois Hashana She'ina Kosher Lishmoy. If you go and bring your Karban Pesach on, let's say Yud Gimel, and you're bringing it Lishmoy, it's not kosher. But kosher who? L'shem Achirim. However, if you brought that Korban Pesach that you designated a week ago for Korban Pesach, and you bring in your Gimel, the Shem Achenim, for other Korbanos, then it's fine. Why is it fine? Because the whole halach of our Mishnah, that a Pesach can, if you have the wrong machshava by Pesach, then it's possible it's only a Pesach Mizmana. Here we're talking about Bishari Moshe Shana. So therefore, Kosher L'Shem Achenim, then it's no problem. So Bizmani now on Erev Pesach, learn the Kal V'Chayim, Bizmani Shu Kosher L'Shmoy, that the Korban Pesach for itself is Avada Kosher. And he didn't shiach l'shem achirim. Then Avada, if he had in mind not l'shem Pesach, but l'shem shlomim, l'shem oila, l'shem something else, it should certainly be kosher. As we talked about, based on that logic, you're going to say now that yuchsha Pesach bar basa shaloi l'shmoi, that on erev Pesach he's bringing the carbon Pesach. If he does it l'shmoi, kosher b'yusha. Even if he brings it shaloi l'shmoi, you also want to go and say it's kosher b'yusha. But it's wrong. There's no such thing as bringing a Pesach bizmanoi, having in mind another carbon that it should be kosher. It's totally possible. The kachat oimer, is that what you would say based on your logic? That's kasha number one that Reb Lezer says to Rabbi Shua. And then he asks kasha number two. Nochazach. Mali hukshir achirim. Bishar yimoy sashona lishmoi. You know why achirim, when they have in mind the same carbon Pesach, throughout the year, it's the Shemai, Shekein Hu Kosher L'Shem Achirim, because it's totally reciprocal. Just like if you would have a Korban Pesach, Bishari Moshe Shana, Mushul An, Yud Gimel, you have in mind for an Oli, you have in mind for a Shlomim, you have in mind for a Bechor, a Mas, whatever you have in mind for, it's going to be kosher for a Korban, kosher for a Korban. So Mali Hukshir Achirim Bishari Moshe Shana, L'Shmai, again, not on Erev Pesach, but let's say on Yud Gimel Nisim. Mali Hukshir Achirim Bishari Moshe Shana L'Shmai. If you have in mind on Yud Gimel Achirim B'Shem Korban Pesach, it's going to be kosher. Everybody agrees to that. Why? Shekein Hu Kosher L'Shem Achirim. Because if you have in mind a Korban Pesach on Yud Gimel L'Shem Shlomim or Oila, it's also going to be kosher. So they are mirror images of one another. So based on that, you're going to say Yukshiru Achirim B'Zmanei L'Shmai, that bizmana, you're going to go in kasher achirim lishmoi, shekein hu posel l'shem achirim. Just like on erev Pesach, if you took the Korban Pesach and you had in mind l'shem achirim, it would be posel according to everybody. So you want to go and say that achirim bizmana lishmoi is going to be kosher? No, it's reciprocal. It's mirror image, says Reb Lezer. Just like if on bizmana and erev Pesach you have in mind from a Pesach for an Oila, for a Shlomim, for a Bechor, a Mas, whatever, you agree that it's going to be possible. Similarly, the Achirim, which are going to go and bring L'Shem Korban Pesach, will also be possible. That's Yosef ben Choyni's Halacha. Just like if you go and bring a Chatas, L'Shem Oila, you're bringing a Chatas and you have in mind L'Shem Oila, it's possible. If you bring on Erev Pesach an Oila and you have in mind the Chatas, it's also possible, because they're reciprocal one to the other. So that was, let's just review it again. Mali hukshiru achirim mishari moise shana l'shmoi. You know why any other day of the year, if you're going to go and bring any carbon, and you have in mind the same carbon pesach, it's going to be kosher. You know why it's kosher. Shekein hu kosher l'shem achirim. Because that's the mirror image. The Pesach, any other time of the year, like on Yud Gimel, it would be kosher if you have in mind for a Shlomim, for an Oila, for anything else, because you can't bring it for a Pesach at this time anyway. So therefore, other Kabbanis, L'Shem Pesach, will be kosher, because Pesach, L'Shem, other Kabbanis is kosher. So they're exactly the same, parallel, mirror images. Based on that, are you going to go and say that similarly on Erev Pesach, the Yuchshir Achirim Bismanei L'Shmoi, that any other carbon that you're going to go and check on Erev Pesach, like an Oiler Shlom, the same carbon Pesach, you're going to go and say, Yuchshir, that it's kosher. Shekein hu posel the shem achirim. Who? The Chatas, if you have in mind the shem achirim, that everybody agrees is posel. So then you should go and say the same thing, that the achirim, the shem carbon Pesach, is also posel. As says Dr. Blazer to Reb Yehoshua. We can stop over here for 1 second, and Rashi says, that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns his halacha that there is no machloikis between Yosef ben Choyni and Reb Lezer legabe achirim l'shem korban chatas. Because we see from this last two lines, from these last two lines of Reb Lezer, that his mahalacha machshava is that just like Pesach l'shem acherim bismanoi is possible, acherim l'shem karban Pesach bismanoi is possible, and therefore throughout the year when the Pesach l'shem other kabbonis is kosher, other kabbonis l'shem Pesach is kosher. So what we see is a direct reciprocal relationship where Pesach for other kabbonis would be possible, other kabbonis for Pesach would be possible. Where Pesach for other kabbonis would be kosher, other kabbonis for Pesach. It all depends on whether it's bismanoi or shaloi bismanoi. Zot Rashi, according to Rabbi Yochanan says that throughout the year, chatas is always bismanoi. There's never a day where
there's
not.
There's never a time limit on a chatas that narrows it.
Exactly. Oh, so therefore, just like...
Okay. So that doesn't come in Yochanan Shabbos.
Yeah. It could be that even on Shabbos, if you had in mind from a carbon oilev, or even though it's a carbon tzibur, you have in mind for carbon chatas, that would also pass it. Remember the Gemara said there are four differences between Shini Balam and Shini Kodesh. Okay, Yochid ke tzibur. Fine, tzibur ke Yochid. But getting back to what we're discussing, what the Gemara is saying is that just like I'm saying, according to Blazer in the Brisa, with this response to Rabbi Shur, that the reason why Acherim Lishum Carbon Pesach is possible, because it's the reciprocal of Pesach l'shem acherim, so in the very same svara works by a chatas. That just like chatas l'shem acherim is possible, acherim l'shem chatas is also possible. So therefore, that's exactly like our Yosef ben Choini. No machloikis between them. If you look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom, oimrim yuchshuru acherim. You see the beginning of the line. Bit me, are you going to say yuchshuru acherim? Umehochadayik reb yoichon amiltze the amar. Tichiheich the possible reb lezeb acherim l'shem Pesach. Possible by Achim Lishem Chatos. Why? The time of the blaze of Mishum Dehu, possible Lishem Achim, just like the Korban Pesach is possible Lishem Achim, Achim is possible Lishem Korban Pesach. Vachanami, but Chatos is to say the exact same story by Chatos. Just like Chatos is possible Lishem Achim, Achim is possible Lishem Korban Chatos. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, Yosef and Chayni and Rabbi Lezer are exactly the same approach, the same halacha, same thing. Why does the rabbi disagree? We'll see shortly in the Gemara. Getting back to our Gemara, Omer Rabbi Shur, it's four lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Shur, Im Kain, based on your logic, Rabbi Elazar, Hayrata Koyach Pesach, the word Hayrata means you schwacht up, you have
weakened.
You've weakened the Koyach, you've undermined the halacha that we're saying by Karb Pesach. Till now we kept on saying Pesach and Chatas are much more chomer than all other Kabbalists, because any other carbon, the Shloi Lishmoi, is kosher, by Pesach we said it's totally possible. So therefore, Pesach is much more chomer. Now, Hirati, you've undermined Pesach at the expense of an Asatikayach Bishlamim, and you've made Shlamim more chomer than Pesach. Where? How? More is silent. However, Rashi explains it very nicely. If you look at Rashi, three lines to the bottom. Imke, Imata Poisel Achirim Lishmoi Bismanoi. This is Reb Lezer speaking rhetorically to Rabbi Shua. He's saying to Rabbi Shua, if you're going to pasel achirim lishmoi bizman, imata poisel achirim lishmoi bizman. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shua speaking to Rabbi Lezer. Thank you for correcting me. Rabbi Shua says to Rabbi Lezer, you're pasling achirim lishmoi bizmanoi, just like the Korban Pesach, if you have in mind the Korban Pesach for an oiler, for a shlom, for something else, it's pasel bizmanoi. Achirim, if you're shechting an oiler, shlom, and erev Pesach, Hashem Korban Pesach, it's going to be possible bizman. If that's the case, harata koyach Pesach, harata Pesach, you've undermined Pesach, v'nasata koyach b'shlamim, and now you've made the shlamim more chomer. Why? Shekol ha-shona, shehi zman shlamim, when is this man shlam? It's like the zman chatos, it applies throughout the year. Aha. So what's the din? Kol ha-shona, shehi zman shlamim, Pesach ha-nishchat l'shmoi, meaning of a Pesach which is geshochted, l'shem korban shlamim, will be kosher. A Pesach throughout the year, if you have in mind the Shem Korban Shlom, will be kosher. Why will it be kosher? Because first of all, every Pesach throughout the year, anyway, the Moisra Pesach has a din of Shlom. But besides that, that we said in our Mishnah, that Pesach l'shem any other Korban is possible, only
on Bismanoi,
on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. But if it's Shar Koyi Moisra Shana, which is the Zman of the Shlomim, Shekolah Shana, she is Man Shlom, Pesach HaNichshut L'Shchmoi, if you're going to go and shech the Korban Pesach, L'Shem Korban Shlomim, it'll be kosher. Aha. Why? Because the whole din of Pesach for other korbanos is pasul. It's only on Erev Pesach. Throughout the year it'll be kosher. V'hayoyim, what happens today on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, Shuzman Pesach, kol ha-shlomim ha-nishchotim nishmoy psulim. Any shlom that you're going to go and shecht, the korban Pesach is pasul. That's what you, Reb Lezer, hold. That achedim l'shem korban Pesach, this money will be pasul. Aha. Nimtzis machsheves shaloi lishmoi. You have to change the lashon there. Machsheves shaloi lishmoi by shlomim is a greater koyach than Pesach. Ukrashachon that Pesach is more chomer than shlom. Let's go through that again. Throughout the years is man shlom. If you shecht a Pesach l'shem shlomim throughout the year, what will be the din? It'll be a kosher shlom. And this bad machshava by Pesach will be kosher. It'll be a kosher korban Pesach. Right? Shlomim the whole year, you bring a korban Pesach, l'shem shlomim, it'll be a kosher korban. What happens, however? So it shows you that the Isser of Pesach that we said in our Mishnah, oh, Pesach is so chomer that the thing is possible. Not only it's kosher, it's totally possible. Pesach throughout the year, 353 days out of 354, you go and shecht the korban Pesach, l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. One day a year, which is Man Pesach, you're going to go and say that any shlom which are geshochten today on Erev Pesach, l'shem korban Pesach, you're saying that it's going to be possible. And if that's the case, the machshavas shaloi lishmoi by shlomim is much more chomer than Pesach, because Pesach 353 days you have a bad machshava, kosher. Shlomim one day of the year on Erev Pesach, when you bring a korban Pesach, if you have in mind for a shlomim for a Pesach, then it's going to be totally possible. So the machshavas shaloi lishmoi of Pesach typically throughout the year is kosher. It's a kosher korban, but it's a kosher korban. Masha Enkin, you're talking about Ishlamim on Erev Pesach, you're saying that it's possible, totally possible. Couldn't you rebless it? So therefore, Shlomim, in a sense, Shloi Lishmoi, is more Chomer than Pesach. Yet, our Misha says just the opposite. It's not that Rebless is arguing, says Rashi, Ukra Ashkon, the Achmer, but Pesach, Bibi Shlomim. Tichsin Behu. It says who? It's got to be Vamartim Zevach Pesach, who? B'chol Ezvachim, Hichshe Shloi Lishmoi. So, according to your logic, says Rabbi Yeshua to Reb Lezer, Hayrata Koyach Pesach. This Pesach that we thought until now for the last 9 blot, 9.5 blot, you kept on saying the Pesach and Chatas is more chomer. All the other kabbanis, Shloi Lishmoi, it's kosher. Shloi Olamad Shmchoyva. The Pesach is much worse. It's possible. My dear friend, Shlom is much more chomer than Pesach, because Pesach 353 days of the year you do Shloi Lishmoi. It's kosher. Lechetchil. It's kosher. 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 Okay. Olamad Shmchoyva, but it's kosher. Mashein ken by shlomim, if you're going to do bizmanoi of Pesach, here, Pesach you're doing it bizman shlomim, is kosher. Shlomim you're doing bizman Pesach, meaning on Erev Pesach, then you're going to say it's possible. It's just shlomim is more chomer than the Pesach. Azoy freit, Rabbi Yeshua to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer felt that this is a good takasha, therefore Chazer Reb Lezer would done a dinachar. He says, you know what? Let's start from scratch. I'm going to go and bring a raya to me. What's the reason why, if you brought a achedim l'shem korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, why is it possible? What's the reason why? Matzino moiser Pesach bo shlom. They moiser shlomim bo Pesach. Moiser Pesach bo shlom, that we already had three separate psukim over zmani, over shnosay, etc. A moiser Pesach, you didn't bring an Erev Pesach, has now the din of a shlom. They moiser shlom bo Pesach. What happens if you have an extra shlom left over that you didn't bring? For instance, you have shlom lachrayis, or it wasn't there, or it ran away and it came back. Machtapleita. What do you do with an extra shlom?
It's not a shlom. It stays a shlom.
Exactly. You don't make it into korban Pesach.
Right.
Zukti etz Reb Lezer. Ma Pesach shemoistri b'shlomim. So therefore, Pesach and shlom, if you will, have some commonality, some connection, because a standby option for Pesach is a shlom. Shchotei bizmanei l'shem shlomim is possible. Everybody agrees that if you shecht your korban Pesach on Erev Pesach bizman in the Shub Shom, it's going to be possible. Shlom she'ein moisim ba Pesach. The Shlom has a much weaker connection to Pesach. And moisim Shlom doesn't become Pesach. Im shchotim l'shem Pesach bizman in the din she'ein psulim. Then avad it should be possible. Madach a Pesach where its backup option is a Shlom. If you shechted it on Erev Pesach, Pesach for Shlomim, it's possible, right? Not only Lubavitch Shum Chayv, it's totally possible. Everybody agrees to that. So Shlomim, which is far removed from a Pesach, a Moisim of Pesach, is the Chavad if you shech the Shem Korban Pesach Bismani. Avad it's going to go and be possible. That's the new Svara that Reb Lezer is giving, why he holds a Chayv Shem Pesach on Er Pesach Bismanoi is possible. Good. Now Zokti Yetz Omel Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says if you're using that Moisar Svara, then you can use it just the opposite. What is that? Matzino Moisar Chatos Bo'oila. If you have a leftover Chatos Bo'oila, everybody's thinking to himself, Moisar Chatos Bo'oila. Chomish Chatos Meisais. What is a common Oila? So Rashi says, we already had one case, remember, a few days ago. What happens if you have Neveza Mensch, who brought two exactly Lachrayas? He only used one, he had one leftover.
And then he didn't cut it in Shechia.
Yes, that's one case. Rashi gives yet another case over here. What happens? You went to the store to go and buy your carbon chatos, and you already set aside $300 for your carbon chatos.
Money for the chatos.
And you set aside, you were makdish kedushas domim for the chatos. And then what happened? You came to the store, buy side today, special discount on sale, you can go and get a chatos for $250. So you have an extra $50. That moisa chatos, what do you do with it? Right. You go and donate it to the mitzvah. It's going to be for oil lekayis hamizbeach. So you find moisa chatos ba'oil. They moisa oil ba'chatos. But you don't find that extra oil money goes for chatos. That's ridiculous. It'll also go lekayis hamizbeach, not go for chatos.
You can't have a chatos stam. You can't give the dava of a chatos.
That's true. But maybe you can go, since every single Yom Tov and every single Rosh Chodesh, you have to go and bring a seer chatos, so maybe you should go and use that oil of money to for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Gizbar, and he'll use it to go and buy the chatos. Add it to the kupa. No, in Moise oil bochatos. So therefore, so let's make Moise chatos is bo'oil. Moise oil is not bochatos. So ma the chatos shem Moise bo'oil. Shach to the shem oil bismanoi on Erev Pesach, it's going to be psula, that everybody agrees to, right? If you do a chatos shalei lishma, you had a mind l'shem oila, it's going to be possible. Oila she'ein moisir b'chatos, oila which is far removed from a chatos, oila doesn't become a chatos, shachtu l'shem chatos in a din she'tei psula, then certainly if you went and shechted this oila l'shem chatos, then abada, it should be possible. What should Reb Lezer say now? Reb Lezer should say, Rabbi Shua, I agree with you, 100%. Just like by Karban Pesach, if you have Achelim Shem Pesach, it's possible. Achelim Lishum Chatzah is also possible.
It's part of the package, same thing.
Exactly, so Rabbi Shua is saying, Oilish Ein Moisra Bachatas, if you Shech Lishim Chatzah, it should also be possible.
Right.
Rabbi Lezer should scream, I agree with you.
Me and Yossi Ben Choni agree with you.
It says Rabba, by the fact that Rabbi Lezer didn't say, Rabbi Shua, why are you telling that to me, I agree with you, is the Chassimin, that Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Yosef ben Choini, and only when it comes to a Korban Pesach does he hold that Achel Mishum Pesach is possible, but Achel Mishum Chatas is kosher, and that's the reason why he didn't say to Rabbi Shua, I agree. Just go over it one more time. Vezek Rabbi Shua. Moisir Achatas ba'oil. Ein Moisir Oila ba'chatas. Ma dechatas shem Moisir ba'oila. Shachlis Shem Oyle is Psula. Right, everybody agrees. Chatzah Shem Oyle, Chatzah Shem Shlom, Chatzah Shem anything, it's going to be possible. That's a look of our Mishnah. Oyle She'im Moisir B'chatzah, and Oyle which Moisir doesn't go Chatzah. Shachlis Shem Chatzah, if you did Shachlis Shem Chatzah, ain't it didn't Shetei Psula. And Avada, it should go and be possible. Which in fact is what Yosef Ben Choni said in our Mishnah. That just like Achelim Lishem Pesach Bizmani is possible, Achelim Lishem Chatzah is also possible. Rebbe Lezer should go and say, Rebbe Shua, you're 100% right. But he doesn't say that. Why? Because he disagrees in the case of the Oyla L'Shem Chatas. It's only by the Oyla or Achidim L'Shem Pesach where he holds like Yosef Ben Choini, but not Achidim L'Shem Chatas. How do I know this? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is third of the narrow lines. Just like you bring a kav v'chomer from the moiser hashlomim, to bring now from the moiser oila, yesh chalifso oila shem chatos. Mihachadayik rabba milzili el, midlo yahad the later blazer anonami psila. I'm together with you. Why are you screaming at me? I agree with you. And ishchat the shem chatos. It's a chasimim because he doesn't hold the shem chatos. He holds back in such a case. It will be kosher, not like Yosef ben Choni. As a yizov Rashi, that's the makor of Rabba. Now, what does Reb Lezer respond to Reb Yeshua? Come later, Reb Lezer. Lo yim amis b'chata shikin k'sheira l'shma kol hashana kula. Talmud the Pesach in a kosher lishmoi ela bizman. There's a fundamental difference between Chatzos and Pesach. Chatzos every day of the year
is
manoi, and if you have in mind lishma every day of the year,
it's kosher.
It's a kosher chatzos for shteita. So the Pesach in a kosher lishmoi ela bizmanai. The only time the Pesach is kosher lishmoi is on Erev Yom Tov, and hoil v'hu pasul lishmoi. Since it's pasul lishmoi any other day of the year, in other words, it won't be good karma Pesach. Then who she yifs la'achinu lishmoi? That's why it makes sense to go and say that just like if the karma Pesach, if you brought the Pesach shaloi lishmoi in Erev Pesach pasul, it makes sense to go and say that achinu lishmoi on Erev Pesach also pasul, because it's reciprocal. My chatzis is totally different because the whole year it's kosher
lishmoi.
It's manai. Pesach only has one day of the year where it's manai. Pesach she'ein kosher lishmoi elav is manai. Hoyel, since it's such a constricted,
time restricted, constrained,
only one day a year. Hoyel v'hu pasul lishmoi. If you're going to go and have in mind this carbon Pesach for anything else, it's going to be possible. In Hushiv Slachinim Lishmoy, Slachinim Lishmoy, it's also going to go and be
possible. By the fact that Rabbi Lezer is the same as Ben Hurkanis of Kachatas Ka'asham, and he's not saying a word about Asham, it means I side with Rabba, he just holds by Pesach, because he's not saying a word about Asham here, he's silent about Asham.
Okay.
So the silence about Asham,
we want to bring another
right. Right to Rabba, right, because he's silent, he's the same Rebbe Lezer of Katas Kasham.
Good. So the good news is, Rabbi Yisrael, from here to the bottom of the Omid is much, much simpler. That was a little bit you had to focus attention. Baruch Hashem, from here it goes much easier.
You did an excellent job.
Thank you, very kind.
That's been taped. Go ahead.
Thank you. Anyway, at the end of the Mishnah, we had the final man, Yomar Shimon Achi Azariah. What did Shimon Achi Azariah say? He said it really depends on the nature of the carbon. From Kodshim Kalim to Kodshim Kudishim, an upgrade, then it's kosher. It's only if it's from Kodshim Kudishim. Kachim Kalim, a downgrade, then it becomes possible, right? Shimon Achi Azariah Oimah, look at the Mishnah Dav Beis. It's Kedai to look back because the Gemara is going to quote it. Shimon Achi Azariah Oimah, Shach Lashem Gavoyim Mehen is Kshedim. The Shem Namach Mehen, you go down, right? You go from economy class to first grade. First class, that's an upgrade, it's kosher. You go from first class down to economy class, that's a downgrade, possible. And the Mishnah gives two examples. Ketzer, Kachim Kudishim, Shach Lashem Kachim Kalim, that's a downgrade. So, that's easy. Then the Mishnah gives a second example. Abachor b'amaser shishach b'shem shlomim is kshayim.
So kachim kalim.
Yeah, but why is it kosher? Where's the upgrade here? Says the Mishnah, kashlom shishach b'shem bachor. She ma'aser psulim. What you just said, kachim kalim, kachim kalim. Says Rashi.
The achila is different.
Okay, but
because of shokin, sakim.
Maskim. But if you look at the Rashi has a different shot. Look at Rashi, the Shem Namach Mehem Psulim.
Yeah,
exactly. Choru Maser Behemah Nemuchim Shlom. Why? Because Shlom Teunin Matn Arba Smicha Nesachim. So it's called Bishoy, which you don't have by the Maser and the.
So it's Kashin Kalim Plus.
Fine. It's you have today also economy. You have you pay another few dollars.
Economy Plus. It's economy plus.
Oh, so you have also economy plus. Sorry. You agree? Good. He's joked him more yet. Shimon Achi Azari Oim Ravashi Masim Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Barvacha Barei the Rabbi Masim Mishmei the Rabbi Yanai. My time of the Shim Achi Azari. Where does he take this from? The Yom Akroi says in the Pasuk. Lo Yichalu Es Kodesh Bnei Yisrael Eisei Shirimu LaHashem. Now the Pasuk, the words Eisei Shirimu LaHashem are totally Ibrig. Could it say Lo Yichalu Es Kodesh Bnei Yisrael? Make sure not to be Mechal Kodesh. Why it said Eisei Shirimu LaHashem? So I learned the following. The Muram Mehen Ein Mischal. Lo yichalu over here doesn't mean don't be mechal. It really means lo yischalu. They do not become a chulal if the Kodesh Bnei Yisrael is a shirimu. If you are elevating it, escalating and upgrading it, then there is no din of chilul. You know what this din of chilul is? If you're downgrading. The mur mehem ein mischal. Nach mehem mischalim. Well, very nice drasha. Vaytum v'lai loch yudasa. I need it for another drasha. I'm going to make a shmul. I'm a shmul. If you eat tevel before you gave truma and all the rest, misa b'day shemay. Doesn't say befeish in the pasuk. How do I know? Shenemar lechalu es kach b'nei Yisrael. Eisa shirimu la Hashem. Pasidan litroi makosim midaber.
The pasuk is talking about Eisei Shirimu, Emiyat Hashem, in another 5 minutes, another 5 days. You're going to go and give truma to the Kohen, you're going to Masa Risha and to Levi, Masa Sheni or Masa Oni, etc., etc. So from these Kachim in Israel, Kachim over here doesn't mean Kachim, it means Tether, or it means the future heights that you're going to give, Matonis that you're going to go and give. These are the Eisei Shirimu Hashem. Leichalu, don't eat it! Because if you eat it, Chas Hashem, you're going to go and get Misa. Oh, so therefore, that's what I learned from this Eisei Shirimu, to tell you Tevel, that Osa Litrei. So how are you learning now this din of Nomuch and Gevoya Kachim Kalim to Kachim Kudishim? That when came the Chakrav Asher Hurmu, Maya Shirimu, if it was just the first Drosha of going, let's say, from Nomuch to Gevoya, and it's saying, Velo Yischalu, they won't become Mechulal, Eisei Shirimu Lashem, if you're going to the upgrade, then it could have said, Lechalu Kachim Yisrael, Eisei Shir Hurmu Lashem. We're not talking about Dafka, Osir, or Ovad. He's just saying, if you're taking the Nomuch and you are being Meirim in, instead of thinking Kachim Kalim, you're thinking Kachim Kudishim, Kachim Kudishim, oh, that's a nice upgrade. Say Sashur Hurmu Lashem. You're going from a Kachim Kalim, a lower, to the upper, to the greater. So you don't need the word Esa Shirimu. So Maya Shirimu, Shema Minatar, comes to tell you this thing of the Tevel, that you didn't give the Matonis yet, Ashirimu, that you will give those Matonis. Fine. Good. Next. Boy Reb Zeir asks a very, very innocent, easy question. It says in the Mishnah that if you're going from the Nomuch to the Gevoya, it's Ksheirim. The question is, how do you define the word Ksheirim? Boy Reb Zeir, Ksheirim v'ein meratzim, meaning that it's kosher, like we said, by Kol Gezvachshim, Ksheirim, El Shul Olam Al Shum Choyva. So here, too, the same thing. If you're going from the Nomuch to the Gevoya, it's kosher, but it's not meratzim. When it's not meratzim, you're going to have to bring a new garment. You had a shlom and you had a mind for an oil l'moshel, kosher carbon, no problem. However, you have to bring a brand new shlom. Chayim beim rat. V'chi palik b'chadah palik. And therefore, there's only one machloikis over there. What's the one machloikis? The Tanakama doesn't believe in this nomach le'gevoya. He holds any time you're switching any carbon, other than Pesach and Chatos and Osher, any other time, it is going to be kosher. El Shabbat L'Shem Choyva says, this man yomar the Shimon Achi Azariah, that if you're going from nomach to gevoya, then I hold it's kosher for the Olam Shabbat. It's only the other way around. If you're going from Gevoya to Nomuch, then I hold that it's possible. But if you're going from Nomuch to Gevoya, I agree with you, Tanekama, that is a kosher carbon, the Eimaratim, the Olam Shabbat. So only Machlokes will be now the reverse. Let's say from an Oile to a Shlomim, where you're starting off Kachi Kudishim to Kachim Kalim. Tanekama says that's kosher carbon. Well, according to Shimon Achi Azariah, it's possible. Maybe when he says the Mishnah is kosher, he means that it's 100%, 1,000% kosher. And you don't even need a replacement, since you're going from Nomuch L'Gevoya, totally kosher, it's gewaldig. Beautiful.
So you had Meiser for Shlomim, you're saying that it'd be kosher for,
We're going to talk Meiser for Shlomim in a moment. Okay. Let's get back to that. Let's just go Kalim and Kachim. Okay. So you have, if you take Kachim Kalim, and you do an upgrade to Kachim Kudishim, from a Shlom to Ola, totally kosher. Everything is totally kosher. And you don't have to bring a replacement.
And your Shlomim, so it's good? Okay.
Everything is perfect, okay. Exactly. Even though you had in mind an Oila, makes no difference. Since it was in a Nomuch Tekvoya, kosher coming, you don't have to bring a replacement card. So that's one machlek. The other machlek is the other way around. Yeah. What happens if you did from an Oila to a Shlomim? According to our Mishnah, it's kosher. Along the Malum Chayva, and Kodesh Shimon Ben Azai. No, that's totally possible. No good. Since you went from up to down, no good. So then you have a double machlekes. You have both the machlekes on the way up, and you have machlekes on the way down. So will you miss chipal b'chad poli? I don't want to share. I'm not so mentally. Let's bring a raya now from the safe of the Mishnah. Chor v'amas v'shach l'shem shlomim ksheirin. Shlom shach l'shem b'chor ay l'shem maser psulim. So it uses the term ksheirin. Zokti Moriat, what does the ksheirin mean in the case of b'chor and maser? Isol gadai to ksheirin umratzin. B'chor barit suyehu. What does the Gemara mean? Whenever we say that it's rotsui, there are two kavanis involved. Number one, if it's a type of carbon that's being brought for kapara, it's maratza, b'chshem yo'an niskaper. Or if it's a carbon that you did not have to bring. You brought it voluntarily, and therefore you made a neder. If the carbon is kosher and it's meratzah, you don't have to bring a new carbon. So there are two reasons why you would want a ritzoy of the carbon, either to effect the kapara, or to
pay in full.
That you paid in full, that you don't have to pay again. Very good. But by Bechor, and for that matter, says Rashi, by Masa Behema, there is no ritzoy. Number one, they're not coming for kapara. And number two, it's not a voluntary carbon. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, you got to give me a Bechor, you got to bring a Masa Behema. What happens if I say that the carbon happens to be kosher? Great. Do I have to bring another one? No, there's no idea of bringing. I don't have to be Olabalim Shem Choyva, not Olabalim Shem Choyva, because there's no ritzoy involved to go and bring another carbon for kapara, or to bring another carbon because I made a neder, I didn't make a neder. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, in the Sefer, that it's kosher shlom, that a masa shem shlom is kosher, means kosher without the ritzoy. I'm a kshein bein meratzen. When we say for kshein bein meratzen, then presumably, reishin nami kshein bein meratzen. When we're talking about a shlom, for an oiler l'marshal, when it says in the Mishnah, that according to Shimon, Achi, Azariah, that it's also meratzen because you're going from Nomach to Gavoya, presumably means kshein bein meratzen. Just like by the maser and the shlomim case, we say we're talking about it's kosher, no ritzoy, because ritzoy doesn't pass around, it has no meaning, it's meaningless. So maybe that's the same shan ratio also that's kosher of emeratzen. Says the media area, how do you compare the two? Hakadis or Kadisa? In each case, the Mishnah is telling you it's kosher to the maximum. It's super kosher, mahadim and a mahadim. So when you're talking about the Masa L'Shem Shlomim, what's the mahadim and a mahadim that is kosher? Because ritzoy is le'malav le'moyed. There's no discussion of that.
Not in the parsha.
Not in the parsha. Mashenkim, when you're talking about shlom to oila, kosher means totally kosher, which means it affects not only that it's kosher, but also ritzoy. So really, you don't have any right. So why did we have to repeat the second case of the maser and the shlomim? If you're telling me that both cases, both in the reisha and the sefer, could be that it's kosher, ve'ena maratza, so what's the purpose of just bringing this gov v'voye v'nomach once again? I already have the case of kalim to kachim. Why do I have to have the case of maser to shlomim? The tumor kamashulon, tanina. And the mai kamashulon, gvoye v'nomach kamashulon. You're telling me the gvoye v'nomach to tell you two examples, not only the case of the kachim kalim and the kachim kudisha, but also the case of the maser and the shlomim. Tanina, the shtetach and the reisha. Okay, Tzad, give me an example of Nomach and Gevaya. Kodshi Kudishim Shach, Shem Kodshim Kalim is down. Kodshim Kalim, Shem Kodshi Kudishim is up. So he says, what do I have to now repeat the same thing again by the Master and the Shlomim? So it's very easy. Ma'ad is same Kodshim Kalim, Kodshi Kudishim, Kodshim Kalim, who did Gevaya Menach? There it passed to go and say, this is a lower grade and this is an upper grade. Avakam Vakam Loi, I would think that as long as it's within the parish of Kodshim Kalim, it's all the same. Whether it's Maser, whether it's Bchor, whether it's Shlomim, I would think that they're all the same. That's why the Mishnah has to go and tell us, no. It's not only from Kalim to Kachim, Kachim Kudishim, and Kachim Kudishim to Kachim Kalim, where you have Nomach and Gevoya. Even within the parsha of Kachim Kalim itself, you have Nomach and Gevoya. Freitimora, that's the Chiddush. Hanami Tanina, we have at the end of our Masechta, you have a Mishnah that goes through a pecking order, what's koidim to something else. And it says, shlom koidim es a b'chor. If you have two people online in the Beis Migdash, one wants to bring a shlom, the other wants to bring a b'chor, you let the shlomim person go in first. Neisha tu'unim, man arba, usmicha, nesachim, so you see that there is this pecking order even within kachim kalim alone. Why do you have to bring that into our Mishnah? We have a Mishnah later on that shlom is more gavoya than b'chor. So it's more, ikr. Our Mishnah is the ikr source. That is a difference between Shlomim and Bechor. Ahi Yena Mishnah, which is enumerating other cases of Din Kedima, like Koyin before Levi, Levi before Yisrael. So it says Shlomim is before Bechor. It really wasn't necessary, but it got swallowed up with all the other Koyinmen of one before the other. But Iker is Taka Arish.
Catch off
the
air condition, I'm a little cold.
Okay, feel free to do so. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Very well. Zok gets the Mishnah. Mishnah, again, is very straightforward, although it's going to tell us chidushim, which are going to be hair-raising. What is that? Ha-pesa shishchotei shachris bar ba'asar. Can you imagine? He brought it in the morning, not in the afternoon, not being a boy. He brought it in the morning, our ba'asar. Shaloi lishmoi, not l'shem karban Pesach, l'bishu machshir. Why? Ki l'nishra b'shloi shasar. It's as if it was brought any other day. It's a shlom, exactly. So no problem with it. It's kosher. Ben Beseder poiso, kilo nishcha ben arboim. Ben Beseder says, bring in the morning is as if you bring in the afternoon. Just like
Shloshmo is possible in the afternoon, Shloshmo is possible in the morning.
Exactly. And we're going to see in the Gemara, the reason is because Ben Beseder holds that you can lechatchila shech the Karban Pesach in the morning. You don't have to wait for the afternoon. The big problem is it said ben arboim. The Gemara is going to address that shortly. But next halacha. Oh, my Shimon ben Azim, Kubal ani mepi Shimon Shnayim's Zokin. I have a Kabbalah from 72. It says Zokin. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't it say 72 Zkenim? Why did it say Zokin? We're going to get to that in Yat Hashem. What was the Mekabal from them? To Biyoim Sheishivu as Reblezer. It's a mistake. It's not Reblezer. It's Rebluza ben Azariah. Yeshiva, when were they Moshe Reblez ben Azariah? After the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Adam Gamliel. Adam Gamliel was demoted, Reblez ben Azariah was elevated. Oh, so on that day, the Reblez ben Azariah became now the new Nasi. I have a Kabbalah. Shekol Azvachim HaNe'echolim. Look at this new word. Kol Azvachim HaNe'echolim. Shenidru Chushalai Lishman Ksherim. El Shalom Olam Shalom Chayiva. Chutz Ben HaPesam HaNechatas. This halacha that we're learning sounds like on the surface just like the first Mishnah. Kol Azvach Shenidru Chushalai. No, there's a big difference. Necholim means a karma which can be eaten. Which karma cannot be eaten? A karma oila. Ah, by oila we don't say that. But rather we set oila together with Pesach and Chatos. Psh, something brand new. Until now, for the list 10 blot, we keep on learning. Only two exceptions to the rule of Pesach and Chatos. Says Reb Lezer, don't forget Asham. Says now Shimon ben Azai, don't forget oila. For lo yhoisib ben azay elo oila, like we just said, the only thing he adds to the psulim besides Pesach and Chatos is an oila. For lo yhoisib ben azay said, no, we respectfully disagree. Bet you will see more about that in the Gemara. So Gemara, Omer Abluza, Omer Aboishia. Machshoy ben Seder, ben Beseda, be Pesach shechotoy, shachris bar ba'asar, lishmoy. Tekuliyoyim zimnehu. The whole day of Erev Pesach. You don't have to wait until 12:30 ben arboim. Already 9 o'clock in the morning, you can already bring your Karban Pesach. And that's why if you brought your Karban Pesach in the morning and you had in mind for another Karban, said Ben Beseira, that's why it's possible. That's the loch of our Mishnah. Chatas and Pesach, Shalai Lishma, is possible.
Mano is not just the afternoon, it's the whole day.
Exactly. Frey tomorrow, umay ki'ilu. Why does it, if you look in the Lashon HaMishnah, it says Ben Beseira, Pesach, ki'ilu. It's as if, it's as if.
It is.
Exactly. That's a vada kilu from Yedalah to Yigimel is a kilu. So Reb Shua, I use the same lashon, text symmetry in text. Then Reb Shua kilu, I'm even have a kilu. Frank Timur, Iachan Nifli Bishloi Lishmoi, Lifli Bishmoi. Why do we have to talk about a b'diavad Shloi Lishmoi case? Why don't we talk about Lishmoi? Let us start off the Mishnah. Hapeisa Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Ba'asar Lishmoi. Reb Ben Beseder says, kosher v'yosher. You know why it's kosher v'yosher? Because the morning is the same thing as the afternoon. Right. And Reb Yeshua would say, poisel, kilo as if it was on shloisha asr, and that's why it's possible. Well, why do we have to argue b'shloi lishmai? Why don't we talk about lishmai? Ah, Dr. Gemara, if we argue about lishmai, have a minna, abu b'shloi lishmai, maybe moider b'shua le Ben Beseder. Even though Reb Yeshua holds, you can only bring him in the afternoon, not in the morning. But b'diyevet shloi lishmai, you brought in the morning. It's like mitzasi kikulai, like normally we say ruba kikulai. By Avelis we say even mitzas ayoyim kikulai. That's right. The person gets up right after shachris in the morning. So I might think also mitzas ayoyim kikulai. The b'diavad, if you had in mind shaloi deshmoy in the morning, even though you shouldn't have brought the carbon in the morning, I mean, it's as far after all, it's still your dalit. So maybe you'd agree to the Meseira that it's possible. Mi machmir kamash malon nein. The Rabbi Shah holds it, it's kosher v'yosher, because 14th in the morning is like the 13th, like the 12th. It's not Erev Pesach. Frey Timura, how do you say, according to Ben Beseder, that it's going to be kosher in the morning? V'oksib ben aboyim. What is it, ben aboyim, if you have number two? V'oylecham l'shmer, it's at our boss, yoyim l'chidish, zeh, v'shachto oizikol kal, zeh, ben aboyim. Ben aboyim, we know, means from midday until evening. Am ha'ula b'reid rabaloi, ben shnei arovim. Here, when it says Ben Arboim, interpreted to mean between two Aravim. What means two Aravim?
Erev on Erev, like on Yom Kippur.
Oh, very, very good. Meaning from the end of last night. Last night was Oir le Arba Asar. now that that night has ended, now it's 6-7 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach, that's one Erev concluding. The one's the next Erev at night at 5-6 o'clock in the evening, when will be time for Seder Pesach. So between the Erev that ended in the morning and the Erev that will start in the evening, between that whole time, you can go and check Hagantzatok. Frank Gemara, based on that, we have the same Ben Arboyim by Karvin Tomid, and by the Hadlokas HaManoira, and the Haktoris HaKtoiris. So Frank Gemara, Tomid, Tichsibbe, it says that Kevz Ve'echa Tassim Ba'boyker, Ve'ese Kevz Ve'sheni Tassim Ben Arboyim, Hachanami Tekuli Yoyim Ekosher. You're going to tell me you can bring the second Tomid already right after the first Tomid in the morning? We'll be done with that in 1 minute. Zok Timur Hachanami Tekuli Yoyim Ekosher. Zok Timur Hasim Ve'echsib Ve'ese Kevz Ve'echa Tassim Ba'boyker. Since it says that the first one is in the morning, Mechlal, so by definition, the Ben Arboyim must be Ben Arboyim Mamish. It's like Bazoi. Normally a taka could say the whole day, but since it says that the first kevis is in the morning, so by default the second one is in the afternoon. Min aboyim mamish. So tomorrow, what's the right? A mechad beboyker. One has to be dafka in the morning. Either kuliyoyma echad beboyker v'leib period. So maybe the first one you have to do in the morning. The second one you have a choice. You have, you know, an option. You can bring in the morning. You bring in the afternoon. Anytime during the day. Maybe that's a pshat in the pasuk. So tomorrow, since it says kevis echad beboyker. Only one can be brought in the morning, the second one has to be in the afternoon. Frank Timoran Neiris, Hadlokas Neiris, Ben Arboyim, you have to go and be Madlokas Neiris. Hachanam de Kuli Yoim Ekosh, you can go and light all the way in the morning, the Menoira. So Timoran, they can't, you have to be Samach L'Erev. So Timoran, you have to be Erev Ad Boike. What means Erev Ad Boike? Time, Erev Ad Boike, ten lo mi dosa, chetain to lekas, way lekas, may Erev Ad Boike. Put in enough shemen that it should be Nidlak mi Erev, meaning from the evening, until the next morning. It's the chasimen that you light it in the evening, and it has to last until the next morning. The reason why it's in Me'er Baboyk is to tell you that this is the latest avoid you can do in the Beis Hamikdash any day. Not that the Tomid Shul Ben Arboyim is the last avoid. The last avoid is being Mavik the Menorah Me'er Baboyk. So you see, you have to do it in the evening. You can't do it late in the afternoon. You can't do it in the morning. It also says of there Ben Arboyim, that this Ben Arboyim by Toiris is the same process by Neiris. If you look at number 4, also Ben Arboyim. So you're telling me you can go and be makti the Torah the whole day, Beinu Harovim, like you said by the Karm Pesach. Since the Pasuk says, and we already said by the Neiris, you've got to be Me'erev Ad Boiker. So here too, it has to be Me'erev Ad Boiker. You can only do it late in the day. You cannot do it in the morning. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Rabbi says, I give ben shalat kizint, I give ben shur to one and all. Looks like the rabbi